What clues do you look at on pretreatment radiographs to determine whether a palatally impacted maxillary canine will respond well to surgical uncovery and orthodontic traction? Is age a factor in your decision? To identify some specific factors that may help us make decisions about impacted canines, researchers in Iran published the results of a retrospective study in the June 2009 issue of Oral Surgery, Oral Medicine, Oral Pathology, Oral Radiology, and Endodontology. Their study began by identification of 80 patients treated over a 15-year period with a combination of surgical uncovery and orthodontic traction for palatally impacted canines. These 80 subjects had a total of 146 canines that were impacted. The age and gender were recorded from the chart, as well as the ultimate treatment outcome, successful movement or non-responsive and extracted. The pretreatment radiographs were used to determine the angulation of the canine to the midline vertical, the amount of overlap of the lateral incisor root, and the presence of any obvious root anomalies. The treatment outcome was correlated with these various pretreatment factors to determine which factors may be important for predicting success. Here's what they found. The age range for the subjects was from 12 to 24 years, and no correlation was found between age and treatment success. The same was true of gender, not helpful in predicting outcome. The factors that were found to be correlated with a positive outcome were a canine angulation to the midline vertical of less than 45 degrees on the panoramic film, overlap of the lateral incisor root by less than one-half, and no apparent root anomalies. The very surprising statistic to me was that they had almost 30% of these impacted palatal canines that did not respond to orthodontic traction after 9 months and were removed. That seems like an incredibly high rate of failure. Could the population in the Middle East respond differently? Did the surgical technique employed cause bony ankylosis? Or maybe bone was left in the path of the enamel crown, which made tooth movement difficult? I don't know why the number of failures was so high, but it makes me a little leery of the rest of the study finding. The clinical application of these study results would be to depend more on radiographic assessment of the impacted canine position rather than the patient's age when making a decision about whether to try orthodontic movement for an impacted maxillary canine. But I wouldn't recommend applying their assessment too rigidly because of the unexplained high rate of failure. For your reference, the article is called Assessment of Radiographic Factors Affecting Surgical Exposure and Orthodontic Alignment of Impacted Canines of the Palate, a 15-year retrospective study, and you can find it published in the 2009 issue of the Triple O.